I believe we should stay strong, we should stay well, we should stay prosperous, be blessed in every area of our lives, all the days of our lives.
Having peace in your life means living with nothing missing and nothing broken. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland as she continues with her teaching, Speaking Words of Faith Brings Healing. Now, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. We're talking about healing today and blessing. The Lord wants to bless you. He wants to heal you. He wants to meet all your needs. The truth of the matter is that sin brought a curse in the world. Jesus came to redeem us from that curse, from Adam's transgression, and now we're free. We're healed if we receive His redemption, if we receive Jesus as Lord. The reason any other name won't do, no other person will do, is because Jesus is the one that bore your sicknesses, carried your diseases, He bore your sins. He's the Redeemer. So when we get born again, we come under a whole new set. We could say a whole new set of rules, but it's really blessings and rules. We have a way to do, a way that's right before God, and it has results. Deliverance from the curse, deliverance from sickness and disease and poverty. Everything you see in Deuteronomy 28 that's under the curse, Jesus, the Bible says, He bore the curse for us, the whole curse. So that we could be born again without sin. Well, do you mean you never sin? No, it means that when we do sin, we endeavor not to. We don't want to, but when we do sin, we can ask forgiveness in His name. Because He's the one that bore the sin, we ask forgiveness in Jesus' name, and He'll forgive us. So right now, if I'm talking to someone who has been a murderer, a thief, the worst things you can think of, all you have to do is run into that name and say, Jesus, I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Take my life and do something with it. And He'll take it. You say, well, I did that, but then I got away. Well, what do you do then? Well, you say, Jesus, forgive me for my sin. I repent of it. I turn my back on it. And I receive cleansing. He'll cleanse you from it. If he didn't cleanse us from sin, none of us would have a chance. But He cleanses us. So trust Him with your life. Today we're talking specifically about our health, our living long, living strong. In Psalm 103, it says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Say good things about the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Well, first of all, you have to know what His benefits are before you can forget them. And so that's why He gave us the Word of God, so that we can know what God says He does for us and is willing to do for us if we'll receive it. The devil is a deceiver. He's a liar. He tries to trick people into going His way, but God lays it out there and says, this is the way it is. If you want to be blessed, do this. If you want to be cursed, don't do that. Don't do what He says. You'll be cursed. It's automatic. It's there. There's no way out except through Jesus. Yeah, but I'm of another religion. I said, there's no way out except through Jesus. Whoever's the savior of that other religion didn't bear your sins, didn't bear your sicknesses and the diseases. Jesus is the Savior. Well, Gloria, you're so narrow-minded. I am. I really am about that. Because the Bible teaches us that we have a Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can't make things up. You have to go by the written Word of God. All right, this says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, Psalm 103, and forget not all His benefits. The benefits we walk in are the benefits we remember and receive and take by faith. Forget not all His benefits. Here's one. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. I don't care how bad you were. You could have killed 100 people. You could be a murderer, a thief, whatever. But when you made Jesus the Lord of your life, that old man died. And the Bible says a new creature came on the inside of you. That's what we call born again. And Jesus said, you must be born again. The scripture says you must be born again. And so you became new on the inside when you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, who forgives all your sins or iniquities, who heals all your diseases. Well, we've been taught a lot more about forgiveness of sin than we have in the body of Christ, than we have the healing of our diseases. But actually, it's the same Lord. He paid the same price for all of our deliverance. It's been done. The bill's been paid. Glory to God. We've been healed. He bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. That's not just something to say. That's what He did. He bore our sins for us so that when we take and receive Jesus as the Lord of our lives, our sin, we're cleansed of sin, we're born over again, and the Bible teaches us that that old man dies and a new man in Christ Jesus, and the Bible calls him a new creature in Christ Jesus, is born inside of us. We become new. So it's a wonderful thing that no matter how bad a person's been, how many terrible things he's done, when he makes Jesus the Lord of his life, everything old is passed away. That old man goes away, and a new creature on the inside of you is created. You are a new creature. You're recreated. Who redeems, forget not his benefits, who forgives all of our iniquities. What a great scripture. Who heals all thy diseases. Did you hear me? He heals all thy diseases. It's easier for people to believe he forgives sins sometimes than that he heals all your diseases, because you've heard more about that part of your redemption. But redemption, redeeming, he redeemed us. He bought us back, spirit, soul, and body. You had sin in your spirit. Your soul's renewed by the Word of God, and your body's healed. Hallelujah. Who redeems thy life from destruction? Who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? So really, whatever situation you're in, you could be in the last stages of cancer. But this scripture says he redeems your life from destruction. Cancer trying to destruct you, but Jesus has redeemed your life from it. It says he heals all of our sickness, all of our diseases. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can put parts back. You got a missing part? Miracles are available to us. Who satisfies your mouth with good, or the King James says, good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Well, you get to be 60 or 70 years old, you'll just 40. People start at 40. You'll be glad that God renews your youth like the eagles. If you're 100, your youth's been renewed. Live out the full number of your days. Hallelujah. Who satisfies your mouth with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. I believe we should stay strong. We should stay well. We should stay prosperous and be blessed in every area of our lives all the days of our lives. We have been healed. Well, somebody, you know, they worry about things. Going to worry about something. They say, well, if I keep getting healed, we actually had this happen, how am I ever going to die? You don't have to be sick to die. You are a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a physical body. At death, what happens? Your body dies. You don't die. You go either up or down. You go to heaven if you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, or you go to hell if you haven't. I mean, I can't change the way it is. That's just the way it is. So we make Jesus the Lord of our lives, and our spirit man is born over again. Jesus said you have to be born again. You must be born again. Glory to God. You can't get any plainer than that. And so He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He's forgiven our iniquities. We're born again, a new man. The Bible calls us, when we get born again, the Bible says we're a new creation, like a tree that's never been before, or something that just appeared out of nowhere almost. We're born again, and we become a new creature. What's born again about us? I mean, a lot of people don't understand what happens to you when you get born again. You're born again. You come out of death. You come out of sin. You come out of being born with sin nature. I don't care who you are. You were born with sin. That's why you have to be born again. Hallelujah. It's the greatest thing that can ever happen to any human being, to be born again. Well, how do I do that? Well, Jesus is the Lord. He's the one that bore the curse for us, your sins, your sickness, your diseases, according to Psalm 103, right here where we are. And He is the Lord and Savior. That's why He's called the Savior. He saves you from sin and all of its ramifications. Sin and the curse. If you want to know what the curse is, look at Deuteronomy 28, and it tells you that all the bad things that are under the curse. Actually, everything bad is under the curse. And then it also tells you about the blessing. And the scripture says that blessing comes on us through Jesus Christ. It's a blessing that includes everything. Finances, health, everything, peace, wholeness, nothing missing. That word peace means nothing missing, nothing broken. Hallelujah. It's our choice. If you've never done that, do it right now and just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I take you, Lord. I receive you. That's all you have to do is just put yourself in position. He redeems, who redeems our life from destruction and crown, He, let me go back to three. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Does that mean murder? Yeah. Does that mean fornication? Yes. Does that mean every bad thing you can think of, every sin that's in the world? Yes. He redeems us from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Instead of the curse, we're crowned with the blessing. Everything bad's under the curse. And everything good is under the blessing. Now you have to find out about it to flow with it. You know, most people, I guess, get born again and they never find out what the Word says about them. They never grow up. They stay little babies. A little baby in the natural. We've got a new little baby in the family. And she just is just wonderful and gorgeous, of course. But she doesn't know anything yet. We can't ask her any questions. She can't even talk. I mean, she's fresh. And that's the way we are until we learn how to walk free in the Word of God. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. Let me go back to four. Let's do three. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities. All your sins are forgiven. Who healeth all your diseases. All your diseases are healed. Jesus Himself did it. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. You're crowned when you're in Christ Jesus. You get a crown. Hallelujah. Loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies your mouth with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's a blessing to get your youth renewed. Hallelujah. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known His ways unto Moses and His acts to the children of men. The Lord is merciful and gracious. That means He's disposed to show favors. You give Him an opportunity and He'll show you favor in every way. How do you give Him an opportunity? Listen to Him. Obey Him. Get in position to receive. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. Glory to God. He's slow to anger. He's disposed to show favors. He's slow to anger. He's got plenty of mercy. Glory to God. But then, verse 9 says, He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. I mean, there comes a time when you need to get on the ball. And if you've never received Jesus as Lord and Savior, you better do it today. Just say, Jesus, I receive You as my Lord and Savior. I take You. I take my life and do something with it. And then begin to flow with Him. Find out where there's a good church that teaches you what belongs to you in Christ Jesus. Go there and grow up and be strong. Get your Bible yourself and read it and feed on it. And the Scripture teaches us that faith, believing, comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The more you hear of the Word of God, if you receive it and take it and live on it, the more faith you have. And faith, the Bible says, is the victory that overcomes the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we've only got good in store for us if we walk with Him. The Lord executes righteousness. Our youth is renewed. Look at verse 5. Who satisfies your mouth with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Well, now, if you're 15 years old, you don't need your youth renewed yet. If you're 20 years old, you don't need your youth renewed. So this is for us older people. Hallelujah. We get our youth renewed like the eagles. I mean, here I am. I'm strong. I don't have any sickness. I feel good. I feel as good as I ever felt in my life. Hallelujah. I'm married to a man who's 5 years older than I am. He feels good. Hallelujah. We're blessed. I know people that are older than we are. And they lived out the full number of their days. When they got through, they left. And they didn't have to leave sick. You know what happens when you die? I mean, that sounds awful to people that don't know anything about it. And it is awful to people, for people that don't know God. But people that have been born again, what happens when you die? Well, the Bible teaches us that we are a spirit. That's our heart. Our heart is a spirit. We're a spirit. We have a soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions. And that's up in here and down in here. And we live in a body. So when you get born again, your spirit man, that's you. You're a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. That spirit man gets born over again, and the Bible calls him a new creature or a new creation in Christ Jesus. A new creature, hallelujah. Maybe, you know, a lot of people are so disgusted with themselves. They grow up disgusted with themselves, and they never get over it. Well, get yourself born again, hallelujah. And then that self on that person, that spirit on the inside of you, will be in the likeness of God. It'll be in agreement with God. It'll be like Jesus. And then you have to get in the Word, receive the Holy Spirit. If you've never done that, you could have been a Christian all your life and never received the Holy Spirit. He's been with you. He's helped you. But when you receive Him, He comes on the inside of you. And it's easier to hear and it's easier to follow. And He strengthens you and empowers you. You shall receive power, the Bible says, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. So if you've never done that, don't go any longer. Just say, Jesus, fill me with it. If He's already the Lord of your life, say, fill me with Your Holy Spirit to overflowing. And then you need to study and you need to know more. So find a good church that recognizes that the Holy Spirit comes to live in people, and a good pastor that'll teach you how to grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ. We find from the Scripture calls us a new creature after we're born again, or a new creation. And it says, old things pass away and all things become new. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're tired of the way you've been all your life and you've never made that decision to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, do it right now. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as the Lord of my life. Take my life and do something with it. And He'll never turn you down. He will never turn you down. Then you get in a good church, find you a good pastor that teaches you the Word of God and how to walk in faith and how to prosper by the Word of God and how to walk in the Spirit hearing from the Word of God. I'm telling you, life begins when you get born again. And we've got material and things we'll send you. Just let us know you got born again today and we'll send you some books to read and we'll help you. And you just, you know, we might know a good pastor in your area to recommend to you. So let us know. If we want a change, we make a change. Those of you who've been born again, but you've never really sold out to God, now's the time. Find out these things. Get your own Bible and study and read and believe what it says about you and act on it. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Living well and stepping up to the good life is part of God's plan for you. He wants you to experience a meaningful life and enjoy wholeness, health, and blessings every day. Experience God's best with this 3-pack of resources included in the God Wants You Well package. Start your journey to wholeness as you join Gloria Copeland on an intensive study through God's Word. God Wants You Well. Her 2-CD teaching reveals the Heavenly Father's heart towards healing and how you can be vibrant, enjoy your life, and fulfill God's purpose for you. Her mini book, Steps to the Good Life, shows you how to live long, strong, and in the fullness of God's blessings right here, right now. Strength and Beauty, In the Presence of the Healer, a music CD by Sarah Hart Pearsons, sets the atmosphere for you to receive your healing and experience God's love for you as you take a step towards maximum health and wholeness. Now is the time for you to be well and living the good life.
Order the God Wants You Well package today at kcm.org. This new package includes the CD series God Wants You Well and the mini book 3 Steps to the Good Life by Gloria Copeland. You'll also receive a worship CD by Sarah Hart Pearsons, Strength and Beauty in the Presence of the Healer, all for just $18. To order, call 800-600-7395 or for additional product discounts and 48-hour processing. And for these and other ministry resources from Kenneth Copeland, go to kcm.org.
Gloria, this is Ann Baden. She's from Gaithersburg, Maryland. And earlier this year, she was in a wheelchair, right? Now, she went from a wheelchair to a walker, to the cane. And today, and I should tell you that over the last year, she's been attacked numerous times. Someone from the ministry called her, and they talked with her. She wasn't feeling well. She was up against some real physical challenges. And they sent her for free the entire healing kit, the healing package from KCM. And she said she's listened to that so much she's worn it out. 2 days after they prayed with her over the phone, she was diagnosed with kidney cancer. And so she's been in the wheelchair, the walker, the cane, and she went through surgery this past year. But through it all, she's been giving glory to God. Yes. She's been eating the Word of God, receiving her healing. Thank and today you. She says she's received deliverance Thank from you. The cane, and she's completely healed.
Amen. 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 Yes. Thank you, Lord, that she is healed.
Glory
Jesus
to God.
Name.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries stayed with me the whole time. When I got diagnosed, they got in touch with me at the hospital. When I had that very major surgery, they stayed with me through the nursing home and rehab center, and then when I got back home. And they have been faithful, they have been good to me, they have helped to strengthen me with the things of God.
Father, we just thank you for the work that you're doing in our sister. We thank you, Lord, for her steadfastness. I know she's had faith because you've been moving greatly. And I just come into agreement with her for the total healing, nothing broken, nothing missing, everything fixed in this body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Receive your healing, your total, complete restoration with nothing, nothing missing. In Jesus' name, be made whole. Yes. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Not only did Ann have major surgery, but she had a fire in her home. I mean, the devil was after her. What did she do? She prayed. She got people to pray with her and help her. And that's what we're here for. We have people that know how to pray, and they want to pray with you and for you. Don't feel like you're out there all alone. And besides that, you have Jesus. You have the Father. You have the Holy Spirit. And you have people that love you. Things aren't over. Don't quit. Don't be a quitter. Don't let the devil talk you into being defeated. No, you just get up and that woman just determined she was going to go forward. If you've lost your house, just say, God will give me a better house. And, I mean, take it up a level. When the devil comes and he has some victory in your life and it costs you something, don't let him keep it. Don't let him keep it. Say, well, I'll have a better house. How do you get that way? How do you get such faith? From the Word of God. I want to pray for your healing and believe God with you in your situations, whatever they are. The Spirit of God knows what they are. You take your healing, you take your victory right now. The Bible says this is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, our believing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person in the sound of my voice. I thank you for healing. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I rebuke lack and the curse off of you in Jesus' name. And I speak to you to be prosperous. Prosper. Get the best job you've ever had. I speak to you to recover from surgery or anything that's been in your body. I command your minds to be whole and healed in Jesus' name. Rise up in your spirit and take hold of the Word of God. Right now, say, I have it, I take it, it's mine, victory is mine. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Ken and I have a gift for you. It's called The Harvest of Health. It's a free book. It tells you how to receive your healing, keep your healing. We want to sow it into your life. Just call, write, do whatever you want to let us know, and we'll send it to you. Jesus is Lord. Come be with us in the big convention. One big convention this year, Southwest, here in Fort Worth, July the 4th through the 9th. Glory to God. Be there. Don't miss it. If you want to change, make a change. I'll see you tomorrow. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of this week's broadcasts, visit us online at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Remember to request your free gift, Harvest of Health, a mini book by Gloria Copeland. For faster processing, request your copy online at kcm.org. One per household, please. Offer good for 30 days. If you need prayer, we're only a phone call away. Call our 24-hour prayer line today at 800-600-7395.